So we know what we want in our conscious mind. But because it goes against our programming, those brain waves will not get attached because it'll come up as fear, anxiety, things like that. So the actions we need to take, the doing part of it, doesn't happen. And we stay in this place of what, you know, Bob Proctor, one of my mentors, taught me is that knowing, doing gap. There's a gap between knowing what we want and being able to carry out those actions to it. It's those who go, man, I don't want to live this life anymore. I don't want to struggle. I don't want to see my precious, you know, children and my babies spending the life like I'm spending the life and stuff. That can be a motivator to get there.
Hey, and welcome to the Parenting on Purpose podcast, your podcast to mirror your self-development journey with your parenting journey, because it is amazing what can be accomplished with a little bit of purpose. We hope you enjoy. Welcome to Parenting on Purpose. All right, parents, we are back. Welcome to Parenting on Purpose. I got a treat for you guys today. Usually it's all about sowing into our children. Today we got something to sow into you. We have highly coveted author, coach, and rapid growth specialist, Joseph Droelshagen, with us today. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Oh, great. I'm great, Caitlin. It is awesome to be here with you. Yeah.
We're going to have a lot of fun.
Forward to a conversation. Yes. Yeah.
We had to like get ourselves accountable to start recording because we were just chit-chatting for about half an hour. Guys, this is going to be a heavy impact episode. So I've actually seen Joseph on like all the places, like NBC, CBS. Like you pop up on my YouTube. You have such a amazing mindset around growth. You have an amazing story to go with it. And some of the lessons of where you went through the whole struggles of being like a super high level sales specialist and an executive, and then bringing that over to entrepreneurship to do what you do now. And then just how you transform personally in that process. Like, I'm so excited to share it with our audience. So to start us off, we are Parenting on Purpose. So I need from you, my friend, one thing you do in your life every day to show up on purpose.
Oh my God. I wake up every day and I put on what I want to experience in that day. You know, I look at, you know, people always ask me, why are you so energized or why are you so, you know, excited about life and stuff like that? There's something, you're weird. They don't always say that, but that's my read. But the reason being is because, like, I know in my heart, Caitlin, what it was like being on the other side of that, you know? And so I wake up today and I think, man, I get to live on this side. And it doesn't matter the situation, circumstances, that I get to live like this today is a new life, truly.
It really is. And it takes a second to just mentally align yourself to where that looks like. So when you say to put on, it almost sounds like you're garnishing like garb. But what you mean is to like retrofit the mentality onto yourself. So what does that look like?
It looks like looking at, like, you know, my big drive is, you know, you and I were talking ahead of time, and I was telling you about, you know, growing up in a very low-income blue-collar family in Detroit, Michigan, and I watched my parents just, they say death to married to death did a part, and I saw the beating they took and the struggles and everything else and stuff, and there weren't tools like that available, you know?
Right.
And as I learned, you know, we'll get into, but as I learned in my 20s into my 30s and then early 40s, is that you don't have to live like that. It's like, I don't ever want to see a family. My parents were really, really good people. They did the best for us, 5 kids.
Absolutely.
They didn't create a life for us. I don't ever want to see people go through that in their life. I don't want to see people sacrifice and give up and miss opportunities that you can never repeat in your life again. And
absolutely.
For that, I'm so excited that I get to do what I do.
I love that. And you know this from personal experience because this is the path you walk. So why don't you walk us through a little bit of that, how you got onto this path today, and then how that ties into your specific coaching method to help people achieve rapid growth.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I told you about how I grew up and stuff like that. And my parents were good people, but it was struggle constantly.
Yeah.
I remember at 9 years old, I went and stayed a weekend at a friend's house, and his dad gave us $20 to go to Dairy Queen, take our bikes, you know, and my family, we had to save up to do that. You know,
right.
So when I went back home, I was like, man, it's so different here than it was over there. Just the energy. I didn't even know then what it was, but it was just felt.
Sure.
And I thought, man, you guys aren't doing something right, and I'm not going to live like you guys do. You know,
mm-hmm.
And I went through my teen years, and I got into my 20s, and I got into the workforce, and I lived exactly the same way. If something came easy to me, I thought I didn't earn it, so I didn't deserve it, and I let it pass. Doing the things I did, they had to come with massive, like, you know, actions, exhaustive efforts and everything like that to feel like it was worthwhile and I earned it, you know, and I went through life like that. And then I got into sales and And I tried, like, you know, I saw the guys at the top and it's like, that's where I want to be, man. That's where I want to be, you know? And so I, you know, as I got into it, and I was working harder than those guys were and still not even coming close to it. I would travel 3,000 to 5,000 miles a week and I bring in minimal results to where I was in the middle of the pack, but near the lower. And I could never get outside of that. And I couldn't figure out why. And so around that time in my 20s, I started doing coaching programs. I started going through like a bunch of things, you know, the secret, which later on would come into my life and play out in a big way. At that time, I had the DVD because I'm that old. Yeah. And I found a workbook and something else. And I went through it and I dove into it. I was probably the most positive thinking person on the outside of what you would see about me.
Yep.
But inside, I was dying. Inside, uh-huh. I couldn't. And so I started going to these coaching programs and I started investing time, you know, all this money into programs and stuff. And I'd go through it and stuff and I'd get to the end and I'd feel good sometimes, but I didn't get any results from it. And I walked away going, man, there must be something the matter with me. And I did that over and over and over until I finally at one point just said, I give up on this. I ended up taking the stuff from The Secret and throwing it away and chucking it and all this stuff. And I was just in a dark place for a while, using alcohol, things like that. In a career I never even wanted. Like at 23 years old, I know I wanted to inspire, motivate, and lead people to live better lives. But I didn't know how to do it. And my conditioning was that a man gets a job and supports a family and hopefully lives long enough to enjoy some years in retirement, you know. And I bought into that hook, line, and sinker, got into corporate. Now I'm in sales. I'm not doing much. And I'm going through these, and I've invested all this time, money, effort, and everything. And nothing came different from it, you know, and I, as far as results go. And then I started tapping into the mindset. Now, I know The Secret talks a lot about the mindset. It talks a lot about the conscious mind, what we focus on, the words we use, the thoughts we entertain, people we hang out with. All of that stuff determines our life. But it didn't for me. What I would later on find out from a book written by Joseph Murphy is that we have a total mindset, which is made up of our conscious mind, which is the knowing of what we want. But then we have a subconscious factor of our total mindset. And in that, there's what I call this motherboard that, you know, feeds into the entire SMT method that I developed. But this motherboard that hosts all of our programmings, our patterns, our paradigms, our belief systems, our experiences, and Caitlin, even experiences I didn't have, but somebody told me about their experience, gets embedded into that. And then that just plays over and over and over again. That's a voice we hear in our head. That's the thing that tells us. Now, what's really critical about that subconscious is that's what triggers the brainwaves to the actions we take or don't take. So we know what we want in our conscious mind. But because it goes against our programming, those brain waves will not get attached because it'll come up as fear, anxiety, things like that. So the actions we need to take, the doing part of it, doesn't happen. And we stay in this place of what, you know, Bob Proctor, one of my mentors, taught me is that knowing, doing gap. There's a gap between knowing what we want and being able to carry out those actions to it.
Of course.
Once I understood that, I could go back to that programming. And it's not like old school, like, you know, therapy where you got to open up the closet and whatever happened in the closet, I don't know, but, you know, where you start bringing all that stuff out and everything, but we can identify it, shift it, and move forward. And that's how my clients, regardless of why they came to me, start experiencing literally unrealistic results in their life.
Amazing. Okay, I want to pause for a second here because this is so good. This is where so many parents are at, like myself, a lot of our audience included. And there's some things that are worth mentioning, right? I listen to someone, Abraham Hicks, and she talks about inner compass. And I think it's worth noting that, like, it's okay to be in this place where, like, not everything's hunky-dory. Like, the fact that you feel off, the fact that you don't feel good is actually like a freaking blessing because it is your inner compass saying, Caitlin, Joseph, this is not you. This is not the real you right now. Yes. And since you're too hard-headed to understand it, I will persist as headaches. I will persist as whatever it is in your life until you take a look under the hood here and fix it because this is not the life you're supposed to live. So it's actually like divinely orchestrated, amazing that we get this opportunity because it allows us to become more in alignment with what we're supposed to be and what we want to be. Now you mentioned
absolutely, like, and pain ultimately is what that is. Pain is a great motivator.
100%.
Our pain will get worse and worse and worse and worse until we finally do something that's when the pain becomes greater than the discomfort.
That's your make a change.
All of a sudden, we'll start taking actions we normally wouldn't take, and then we start experiencing changes. And what happens, and what I love about the SMT method, it's based around having what's called a dynamic vision, and it's road mapping tools. So now, all of a sudden, instead of being pushed by our pain, what gets people to me, we start being pulled by that vision into what's possible for our life, and everything changes, Caitlin.
I love this. And I think this is something we all have to come to. And then I will make the parallel back to parenthood. So let's think of Joseph in his 20s, where he has, and we've all gone through this, where you have these visions of what you want your life to be like, but then you have your limiting beliefs, your box, and now you either make decisions based on your vision and you have the bravery to make decisions based on that, or you make the fear-based decisions, which we all do because we want to be safe. So we play small.
And the comfort zone decisions.
Exactly. Yeah. No one ever grew in a comfort zone. It's that crabs in a pot. And, you know, then you're in the cul-de-sac with all the people and they all have the same thing and it feels safe, but it's robbing you of your potential. Yeah. Now you're showing up in your 1-year-old's life, your 2-year-old's life, your 16-year-old's life. And like Joseph, this is that moment where they're looking at you to say, I want to be like this as a parent, or I don't want to be like this guy was a nice guy, but holy crap, I don't want to be like this lady. And this is the stuff that keeps me up at night. What am I limiting myself to that my children are going to now take into their subconscious?
Right.
So when my kid's 35, they're going to be searching out a Joseph so that they can then level themselves up. Well, you know what, guys? If we can do that work as adults now, we can put our kids, like you said, right, Joseph, your son is doing stuff in his 20s that you couldn't do until your 40s because now that you understand this, you can impart it into him. So I want to learn about the SMT method. I want to learn about that gap that you were talking about and what are some things that our parents can do to start bridging that gap.
Yes. Yeah. And you know, a big motivator for me, because my son was born when I was 28. No, he's 28 now, so you can do the math. And
that's awesome.
But looking at that is like, as I changed, and I only changed really because I was miserable. I had that thing at 23. I wanted to help the world. I didn't know how I was going to help the world or anything or what to do. But my pathway is what defined that. And so with my son, he doesn't have to go through all the clearing. He's got his own. We all do. Every single one of us. You know, I have 4 siblings. When we talk about the events, the big events in family and stuff like that, there's 5 different stories that come from that. Because we each, you know, are unique in how we see things and stuff like that, our perceptions. So he'll have his own. But he doesn't have to go through those struggles. He can come from a point of can do versus I'm not worthy of.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he'll thank me. My son will actually call me. He called me this morning. He has this great big meeting and stuff like that. And his boss told him, man, if you do this, and he's only been with this company. He just graduated in December of last year. He's a little slow in college. But man, he's just launched. And he called me this morning. He goes, Dad, I so much appreciate everything that you've been through
in life
and who you've become as a result of it.
It's amazing. That's amazing. So. We allow them, it's that standing on the shoulders of giants, right? We get to be the giant and we get to propel them forward. And anything that so as you were talking, what comes to my heart is like, again, there's no wrong. We needed to go through this. Compare you to your parent at that age. We need to go through this to help set a baseline for ourselves. And that is beautiful work, right? There's no rushing that process. A diamond doesn't become a diamond under, you know, sunny circumstances. It is forged through hard shit. And
you can get there much more rapid than what our conditioning will tell us you can.
I love this.
And when you said that about, you know, we have to go through that. Yeah, we do have to. But what I've come to find is what I do isn't necessarily for those who need it. It's for those who want it. It's those who go, man, I don't want to live this life anymore. I don't want to struggle. I don't want to see my precious, you know, children and my babies spending the life like I'm spending the life. And so that can be a motivator to get there.
So let's shift gears now and talk about that, right? Because I think everybody can empathize with what it takes to get there and want to change. Now, walk me through, I garnish that it's a lot to do with your mindset, your mentality, that you are worthy, deserving, you have the ability to, right? All the things that we were limited in our belief system, once those are identified and once those are healed, you you can attract things. You can take those actions a lot easier. You mentioned The Secret, right? And one thing I have a qualm I have with things like The Secret, or why I told you in our pre-recording that manifestation is like a dirty word, is it has this connotation that it's a passive act, that you throw it out there and then it's supposed to happen. So when it doesn't, you feel like you, after The Secret, when you want to chuck your materials. Well, what it actually is it's a catalyst for you to find the things that are holding you back. So take that, transition us into what you've learned, what you do now with the SMT method.
Yeah. Anyway, I was telling you before, you know, The Secret with chucking that and stuff. And then even with like all the different programs I've been through and stuff. And when I finally found out about the Total Mindset, what I realized was missing in all of that stuff, and I learned some great things in coaching and things like that and stuff, so I don't want to, you know, dismiss it. But what I learned was missing in that, what I learned was missing in The Secret, what I learned was missing from what I needed is a unique way to me that I can apply that stuff that would really make a difference. And so when the SMT method, which stands for Subconscious Mindset Training, when that came about, and I can't say it fully came from me either. Like, you know, it came through me.
Sure.
And to me, if that makes sense.
100%.
So as that was happening, it was critically important to me that every client that I work with has a unique experience based on their uniqueness. They have a unique experience based on their desires, based on their conditioning, based on where they want to go and what in their life situations and everything else, that it's not a one size fit all. And so instead of, you see these things, we see a lot of ads, and I don't want to trash anybody, but we see a lot of ads on 100%. Facebook and social media that says, we have your roadmap to success.
Right.
They have no idea who the heck I am, but they have my roadmap. It's impossible.
I agree.
What they have is somebody did something and it worked really well for them. And then they say, if you do, because I did A, B, C, D, and they line out best they can. And then they bring other people to follow the A, B, and C. And do you know people following programs like that, less than 2% of the people ever achieve anything near what the person who created it for. So as I started understanding that, and as the SMT method is coming forward and these things are applying, and I'll just give you a quick example, okay? Because in sales, the relationships I have with my son and other things and stuff like that, I'm sorry, is just beyond what I ever even thought was possible in human love between people. But in sales, I told you I was at that bottom of the pack and I did everything I could. I burned myself out and everything else, to the point of using things to deal with the pain I felt inside about who I thought I was. Misperceptions. As I started understanding these, as I started identifying that conditioning, as I started shifting that conditioning and moving forward, it was within a year and a half that I was landing contracts for $18 million multi-year, $20 million. Up the highest one was a five-year, $25 million contract. And overnight with that contract, it took an organization from a $50 million to a $75 million organization. From there, I went into a vice president of sales, leading good sales teams, not good sales teams, but taking salespeople and rising them up to those top performers. Because a lot of people think they just don't have it in them. But they have the desire and the drive.
Of course.
Just getting stuck in the conditioning they don't even freaking realize or recognize.
Oh, yeah, so good.
And so with that, and then later on, I would help companies go from who were in bankruptcy back to profitability. And that's all the gray hairs I have, because that was so miserable going home Friday, knowing there's nothing I could do till Monday, you know, and taking all that weight on. So, and so today, it's not just money and making more money easier. That's important. Money's important. I wouldn't be able to have the impact that I have without, you know, and it affords us to live our desires and our dreams and to experience that. And that goes outward, because everyone who sees us getting to do that it opens up the doorway for them to the same opportunity. But it's really about that change that happens on the inside.
Within you.
When I start going and I can absorb this kid from Detroit. Has been on Fox, NBC, CBS, top business coach for four consecutive years. And I'm not bragging. I'm just saying they're all blessings. You know, to ask to do a talk to 350 live ministers, but also like with the screens of like worldwide conference on prosperity, you know, and at one point I just had to stop and go, look at this kid from Detroit
Love that.
Giving this talk to a room, you know, hundreds of ministers on prosperity. Like, it's not realistic.
It blows your mind, right? To see where you've come from.
Yeah.
That shows me, Joseph, that you still are inside your heart that little boy. And that is the key. You have and maintain that child love, childlike curiosity, the impetus to get out and play. The playground is just a lot bigger now.
Yeah.
And the tools are a lot different. They're not blocks anymore. They're, you know, blockchains, right? It's not a playground. It's the world. And instead of dolls, you're helping people. 100%. 100%. I love this. So
just get different toys, you know. One other thing I want to say, because it was really important to have in the SMT method, and I explained this to you beforehand, but, you know, when I was married in my 20s and stuff, you know, and we decided we were going to have children and stuff like that. And we had two pregnancies, and the babies would, you know, they were born at 24, 25 weeks, and they'd be on all the equipment and just and they'd live for hours and then pass away. And then my son was born. So when I say he's a miracle, like, I mean it with all my heart.
Wow.
And then we had two more pregnancies like the first two. And going forward from that, that was probably one of the toughest things I ever did, you know?
Of course.
And I didn't feel spiritual for a long time. And I ended up picking up alcohol and using that to deal with and things like that. And do you know, a year later, on my only son's first birthday, with how important he is to me, I wasn't at home celebrating that with him, Caitlin. I was in Indiana trying to build a sales territory because I thought, as a man, that's what I was supposed to do. As I'm telling you that right now, I have a great relationship with my son. Like, I just love and adore him, and he's the same way towards me. But I can never go back and get that day back in my life, no matter what I do. And I thought I had to miss that because of that conditioning. And that's the other thing that's, you know, my parents, they missed our events. They missed things like that. And I know, because I know how it feels for me, that tore them up to do that. And we're always conditioned to think we can do this or we can do that. I can have a business or I can have my family. But I got to put my family on hold in order to build this, because we're taught bull crap. I almost went full gamut on that one. But we're taught that if you want something, you got to be willing to sacrifice. You know, that if you want something, you got to put massive actions, exhaustive efforts. And that's what the training has been for a long time. And that is complete BS.
Crap.
Because I can have that relationship with him. I can jump on a flight and go see him. And my clients live the same way. You know, I have a client who went from $7.5 million to $22 million in 12 months. And during that year, it was the only year of her adult life that she took 5 weeks of vacation and went to now I forget what country it was now, but which had been on her bucket list for decades.
Amazing.
Know? So it's this and that. It's never this or that, unless we buy into the conditioning that it is.
And then you're left with the mental trepidation or the cognitive dissonance while you're in that life, which is your body telling you there is more for you.
Yes.
Now we have the permission, and Joseph has the tools to help us uncover that. So I am so bought into everything subconscious. Like, if anyone listening ever does morning meditations or those affirmations where you repeat stuff and you can even just feel yourself not vibing with it as you go, it's because there's that gap that you talked about there, right? You don't believe, you're not drinking the Kool-Aid. So we know, and I think our audience and myself included. I don't get any
clients Kool-Aid, just so everyone hears that.
Whatever, purple drink, whatever you're into, coffee. So we understand that the subconscious and the conscious have to be on the same level. And I think a lot of us even understand there are things you can do to influence the subconscious early in the morning, late at night, affirming, visualizing, viscerally feeling, as you said, putting on the mentality that, or the, what I've heard, I've had clients or I've had speakers refer to it as different things, right? Putting on that mask or putting on, or getting into that zone or reaffirming who you are is a huge way to do it. But we have about 10 minutes left.
Yeah.
What I want to understand is a little bit of the specifics of SMT. Give our parents one or two things that they could do today to start learning this, to help them get more in that alignment.
Okay.
To the person that they really know they are on the inside and want to bring forth.
Yes, absolutely. And one of the things is we are conditioned to live realistically, what's called realistically. So we have a flat tire auto breakdown. We have a client leave our business, you know, and things like that and stuff. And we pick that up and we live through the reality of that. And so now and what happens is we typically will work harder. We'll work more hours. We'll try to, you know, overcome that, try and get overtime to cover the cost, whatever it may be, whatever the situation is, things like that. I work off of visions. So like I said, coming right out of the gate with the SMT method is broken into two categories to talk about later, but we come out and we develop that vision. And what we end up doing is we end up tapping into that conditioning right from day one that's causing limitation. Because it's hard to develop a vision outside of the realm of what we can see of all the reality around us without tapping into that. So the whole thing is geared towards tapping it. We end up developing that vision. As we develop that vision, it gives us a place to look at is what's real. That vision becomes what's real.
Amazing.
Everything that's happening around us, our situations, conditions, all that, are just snapshots of time of what it looks like as that vision is unfolding. Now, when we can see life differently like that, we can respond to it differently than what we do through the subconscious conditioning. As we start responding differently, we start seeing new outcomes that start happening. So the one thing I tell people is, you know, there's vision boards and all that stuff and everything else. I have found that works. And this is almost 1,000 clients' lives that I've worked with over the past decade. I have found writing it and not typing, but actually writing the vision is what brings more power into it, because we're thinking it, we're writing it, we can go back and read it. So we absorb at every level possible with it. So really writing that vision, you can just start with one area of your life. You know, you don't like the job you have. Instead of living our whole life that we do based on our conditioning, that we live in that misery, but we still show up there every day. We get up Monday morning, we're exhausted before the week even starts. And so many people live like that. What would you love in a job? When I start working with somebody, I'll tell them, what would it be like? What kind of environment would it be? What kind of people would you work with? What kind of things would you do? What kind, you know, when we start building that up, all of a sudden it starts opening up, and it's through our imagination, which is one of our mental faculties that the SMT is based off of, and the other one is our intuition. So as we start developing that vision, all of a sudden, where we can see here, it starts opening up, but we can see it here, and we open it up here. Now, that person that went from $7.5 to $22 million, that's one of many people in similar stories.
But so good.
The most they could get to in that vision was $10 million a year. So from $7.5 to $10 million, which is a stretch. But what I know is if our vision doesn't scare us, it's not really a vision, it's a hope.
Yeah.
It's a wish, something we wish for.
Exactly. So because we think it's realistic.
I've always had this desire in me. When you said about like childlike, I love living childlike. I've always had this desire to soar like an eagle in my life. And there's areas I can do it with my feet on the ground, but I meant literally. So in my, 40s, I got my pilot's license and I tried that and it didn't do it. A year and a half ago, I took my first run off of a 2,000-foot mountaintop with a hang glider.
That did it.
That awesome. Connected all the dots. And I'll tell you, when we talk about the conditioning, it was such a great experience because they tell you walk, run, or walk, jog, run.
Yep.
We only have three steps until you're out over the edge. So in doing it, I picked it up. I got the clearance and I could hear my heart. I could hear that voice in my head going, don't do it. No, don't do it. You don't have to do this. There's no reason. And I took that first step and it got stronger. And by the end of the second step, I could feel my heart beating in my throat and everything is going, no.
Yep.
And the moment my feet left the ground, it was like ecstasy. I mean, just so amazing.
Oh, I love that.
And that's exactly how fear will always be the greatest before we step off. So if we have a vision, we start building excitement. So anyways, about her vision, I end up expanding her vision to $12 million, which she was like, I have no idea how the heck I'm ever going to. Okay, that's where I want to be. That's when we start opening those doors to not coming through our logical mind that our conditioning tells us we have to live through. We got to figure it out. We got to create the strategy and the to-do list and all of the stuff that creates all the exhaustive effort. Or we can get into alignment with it. We can shift the conditioning and all of a sudden have that vision and see things opening up for us.
I love
that. That's really how I did in sales. my son, I'm watching him do that right now. My clients in their businesses or their personal lives or that great love relationship or finances, whatever it may be, that's how it unfolds. And all of a sudden they start going, oh my God, this is so freaking easy. And then we got to work on that. Because at some point it will be so easy that conditioning at the deeper level will step up and go, you can't do this. You can't do this. It can't be this easy.
So in summation, to make sure I understand correctly, and then I'll wrap us up because I want to be respectful of our time, is so it seems like what you teach your clients is to see your life in perspective and understand that what can come across as a lot of visceral emotions is really you understanding that there are limiting beliefs and there are subconscious beliefs holding you back. So first, one, recognize that. Then to two, have a why and a vision strong enough to help you then start to take appropriate action. But then my favorite part is to be led. Again, we talked about making decisions based on fear or making them based on your vision. So then you understand not to make the fear-based decisions, which got you into the frustrated place, but to make the decisions that lead towards your vision. And my favorite part about that whole thing is within that, you mentioned imagination and intuition. Now, I would be remiss if I didn't tie in parenting on purpose, y'all. Intuition and imagination. Yeah. What does your 2-year-old want to do with you when you get home? What does your 10-year-old want to do when they want to go out and play with sticks? Yeah. What does your 16-year-old want to do with you when they want to role play colleges? Yeah. Intuition. Imagination. We have the ability as parents to do this every day. Yes. And if we do it right, doing it with our families is only going to propel us forward in doing it for ourselves. As Joseph said, it's not one or the other. It's both, right? It's both at the same time.
It is. And when you said that about do it right, you can't do it wrong. If you're open living through your imagination, you know, I mean, just like we used to look up at the clouds, or we would be a police officer in the morning and we'd be a doctor or something in the afternoon. We really were that. It's getting in that place. And the other last part about visioning, I know we're tight time, but the last part about visioning is it's not just seeing the Lamborghini or the bank account or, you know, thing. It's seeing the person in that. Who have you become?
Mm-hmm.
What does that person look like? What does that person like to do? What is that, you know, and really getting person, like really getting defined on that.
Yeah. And so I think that's why
visioning is just what I want.
Exactly.
What color is the car? What this, what it, that doesn't matter. It's who am I?
Okay. So, wrap us up, Joseph, with where people can find you. What type of offerings you have, bring us home.
Yeah, the easiest way to get a hold of me is go to a link called coachwithjoey.com. Come on there. I have meditations, and you know, we talked about the visioning. I have a 4-stack of meditations. They drip once a week and stuff to kind of help get you in that place to start helping opening up that door, things like that. I'll share it with you. But I mean, just to converse and have that conversation. I will make sure you leave there with more information than you came into that with. And it just gives us a chance to connect with each other. That's the easiest way to get a hold of me. And then all the social media stuff I'm sure you have on the notes. But coachwithjoey.com.
And let him know that we sent you from Parenting on Purpose. I can tell you from spending a few minutes with him before we recorded, he's just amazing energy. And sometimes that's all we need. We need a light, like that spark that's already within us. So I can see, Joseph, why you are so highly coveted as a coach. And I can see how you help people propel themselves so fast in their lives. So thank you, Joseph, for being with us today. It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed watching you and everywhere you went on the screen. and then parents, you guys know the deal. We're here every week. We love you. And we're so proud of you showing up for yourselves and your family. Until the next perfect time, you guys. Stay beautiful. Stay inspired. Cheers.